There are other versions of the American dream. Japanese immigrants have been settling in Brazil for more than a century, and today there are over a million Brazilians of Japanese descent. But just in the past 25 years, thousands of them have gone back to Japan. Filmmakers Aaron Litvin and Ana Paula Hirano have followed three Japanese-Brazilian families who've made that journey. Their documentary, In Progress, is called One Day We Arrived in Japan. We start off with Aaron.
I've always had a personal interest in immigration. My parents are immigrants from the former Soviet Union. And I was fascinated by the fact that hundreds of thousands of migrants went from Japan to Brazil. And since 1990, when the Japanese government changed a law, hundreds of thousands of Brazilians of Japanese descent have gone to Japan. So Ana Paula and I decided to embark on this journey, starting in Brazil, meeting people before they were immigrants, when they just had the idea, and going across the world to meet them again in Japan.
Ana Paula, you're Japanese-Brazilian yourself. What was your community like growing up?
In São Paulo, there is a big Japanese community, but most of my friends and colleagues were not of Japanese descent. But I think that that's the reality of most of people in Brazil. They are all descendants of different heritages.
It's interesting. Japanese Brazilians these days are going back to Japan for the very same reasons that the Japanese originally came to Brazil, to work and make a better life. Aaron, I want to come back to you, that you and Ana Paula followed three families that moved from Brazil to Japan. What happened to them?
One family ended up staying for a couple of years and then returned to Brazil. Another couple, they stayed for several years, but had a very taxing experience there and returned to Brazil as well. And one of the families, and we're going to hear a clip from this family, from their younger son, they had also a very challenging time, but are still there today.
The boy you're referring to is named Bruno. Set up the clip for us. What's happening?
Bruno was 5 years old when he arrived to Japan. And he didn't speak Japanese, so it was a very new experience for him. This is Bruno speaking in 2008. When I started first grade at the Japanese school, I didn't understand anything, and I cried and cried. It made me want to return to the airport and return to Brazil. I stood there wondering, what are they doing? What are they saying? Then I thought, I'll stop doing what I want, and I'll imitate them.
Aaron, you actually showed Bruno this recording 7 years later. You were still following him and his family. How did he respond then?
We went back to Japan last year, and Bruno didn't remember the first interview. He's now starting his first year of high school, and he became a bit emotional. Now he feels equally comfortable speaking in Japanese and in Portuguese. So he says in Japanese, in the future, I want to live here in Japan. But if I have money and vacation time, I'd like to return to Brazil once, to travel and to see my grandma and aunt. I haven't seen them in about 10 years. And then he switches to Portuguese and says, my mom says that when I speak Portuguese, I'm Brazilian, and that when I speak Japanese, I'm Japanese. But I identify as Brazilian.
Ana Paula, you are Japanese-Brazilian. You follow these families with Aaron for all these years. For Brazilians who return to Japan, what does their future look like?
Actually, when the Japanese government thought about accepting second and third generation of Japanese descent, they thought that because they were of Japanese descent, they would adapt easier. But the reality was different. They couldn't speak the language. In Brazil, we kiss, we touch, we talk to people closer, we are considered louder to the Japanese standards. When you have you look Japanese, but you don't speak the language and you don't know how to behave in the Japanese way, let's say, then it breaks the expectations.
Aaron Litvin and Ana Paula Hirano are the directors of One Day We Arrived in Japan. You can find a link to their Kickstarter campaign on our website, pri.org. Thanks, Aaron and Ana Paula.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.